Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You can join the conversation. Ask us any question you'd like to ask about your house, home, castle, or cabin by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. That's how you reach us. That's how we find out what's on your mind. That's what we find out about what project you've got scheduled around your home. And that's how you find out how we can help you. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Here just in the 9 o'clock hour talking about man caves and all the different variables that can include. Jennifer, you've done some research on the top 10 things that are required in a man cave?
Yeah, you and Romy want to guess?
Required.
Well, not required. Like the most popular things.
Say, who put this list together? Because my version of required, I think, is probably different than anybody else's version and vice versa.
Well, maybe we can have callers call in and participate.
They have been. They've been giving us some things that they have in theirs. But
what are you hearing?
Go ahead, Romy.
I would guess the countertop of crates isn't on your list.
No, a gentleman called in and said he has a workbench made of wooden crates, which would be really cool. So, you know, you can be as creative as you want. And I think it's kind of important to set a budget before you start because there's so many.
Important to set a budget for the kitchen or the bathroom, but not the man cave. Because it's generally a lifelong project.
It never ends. So neither does the budget.
Yeah. So you could start with the empty space and begin to fill it maybe on your budget. But anyway, so try to guess, you two, what things are most popular. Let's put it that way.
Well, a flat screen TV is pretty
absolutely
obvious.
That's way up there.
All right. Not on mine, but.
Okay.
So we got TV.
I'm going to just say sports memorabilia.
That's a big one, yeah.
Okay.
Lazy Boy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's number one, actually.
Okay. All right.
I love my Lazy Boy. I don't sit in it much, but when I get to sit in it, man, I love that
You've
Lazy Boy.
You've made way too much work for yourself.
Romy's gone from a whole house man cave bachelor pad to
a busy little family farm zoo.
That's right.
Productive
yes,
place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always working, always got something to do. So it's what is it that require? What is it
a
that
fridge,
turns a
mini
space,
fridge.
Absolutely.
A space into your little
mini
habitat?
Fridge, yes.
It was stocked, was it?
Yeah, but I would think with you guys, you'd have to have something to cook on as well. You're not going to be doing takeout or anything. You guys are going to be in there cooking, so yours would be a little
different.
No
microwave.
No.
They have those little gas burners that like fondue places. What's that fondue place y'all took us to that one time?
Oh, the Grapevine.
Yeah, and those little gas burners that come out. Mm-hmm. You can do a lot on those little gas burners.
Oh, you can. You can. A lot of chefs cook on those all the time. I keep one in my truck all the time for whenever I get stuck.
But it does have cooking on there.
Not really cooking. I think that's kind of unusual. You guys are just, you just love
different.
To be in the kitchen. But it was definitely about having beverages and different creative ways to store that. All kinds of crazy fridges. And
does it have a floppy-eared dog and a shotgun on the list?
No.
Or is that like porch style?
Yeah, right. Think of the area of games. Think about that for a second.
Pool table?
Pool table's on the list.
Okay, billiards. Got billiards.
Darts.
Yeah, there
dart
you go.
Board.
Dart board.
Do you think people heard you whisper that?
Do you?
the hand signal that y'all didn't see is what you really missed. So how many is that? We got billiards. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5.
Okay.
So let's
think about
stop it at 5.
Okay. Right.
We'll think through it, take a few calls and come back. Carolyn, did in Tucson, was there anything on that list that stuck out to you I was missing?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. First, I enjoy your show. No, I don't know anything about man caves. But I had a question about the right and wrong places to use elastomeric paint.
Okay.
And I have to have a fascia board on a southern exposure on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have it. I've been told that it doesn't need to be replaced, but it has peeling paint and it has some long horizontal slits in it.
Okay.
And I know that it needs to be puttied and sanded,
okay.
I think.
All right.
And what I want to know is, I've heard you talk many, many times about right and completely wrong places to use elastomeric paint.
Right.
And I wondered, is a fascia board a right or a wrong place to use elastomeric paint?
It's one of the very many, many wrong places to use elastomeric paint. You would never put elastomeric on a wood fascia. There's people that do it because they can charge so much for the elastomeric paint. But no, you get it sanded and primed and exterior grade filled. And just two good coats of exterior acrylic paint is what you want to put on there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much. And you have just a wonderful program. I listen every week.
Miss Carol, thanks a million. We appreciate the kind words.
We really like the brand PPG. And they have a variety that will be perfect for you. And in Tucson, it's Mr. Cruz, New Frontier Painting, 320-7719. Let's move to David, see what he's working on in his travertine shower. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How can we help?
Well, I have two things. One, I've got a travertine shower, and it started leaking, just seeping, I think, around some around the grout line, because when I get out of the shower, the drywall was wet. And so I looked in there, and it looks like when the shower's running, when it's on, there's some seepage coming back out. So I need to, I think, figure out who could help me seal it or do whatever I need to do so that I can use, keep using that shower.
Can you tell me how high from the floor this apparent grout leak is?
I can't tell, but the only part that I can see that's wet is the part that comes around. It's as I get out of the shower, and there's a bench there as well. So I'm thinking it may be just when I see the, you know, kind of cracking around the edges, around the floor plate,
mm-hmm.
all the way around, and then maybe around the drain hole too. Mm-hmm. I had some plumbing repair, you know, a guy come in to unseal a clog, and it might have gotten some damage.
And where are you calling from?
From Lincoln area, Central, 30th Street.
Downtown, historic district area?
No, 30th Street in Lincoln area.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna tell you that you talked a seat, you talked down low, you talked travertine. There's multiple things that are going to have to be looked at here. We've got to check to verify. You mentioned the drain. We've got to take a look and see whether or not a sealing of the grout is going to do the job, or if we're in a deeper repair state than that because of a torn membrane, the actual floor membrane that we have to put in behind those. So you specifically asked for someone that I would recommend. I'm going to tell you ought to call Kelly at Houtman Floor Covering. They do a lot of tile showers. And there was a question about Kelly and Larry a couple weeks ago about they changed their name. Unfortunately, my good buddy Larry Houtman, who's been doing my floor covering and tile floors and tile showers for close to 35 years, passed on. And his daughter, who's been working by his side for years and years and years, is taken over the company.
And this really isn't funny, but it I am humored slightly by it. We had a call. Somebody said they couldn't get through. Well, that number to their office, you want to talk about somebody that may not, on the same level of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he it was his fax line too.
Okay.
And Larry didn't have the fax in the answering machine operating properly. And that just wasn't something that they had identified yet because
they're
using their cell phone
so much. What's the number we've got for Kelly?
602-550-3492. So we'll have to look that up because the
29.
The number we've been giving for years is just a dedicated fax line.
Now, yeah, so. It's the number I've got memorized. I'm going to have to reprogram if possible at all.
Let's do it one more time. You got that right. 602-550-3429.
Okay, there you go. Have Kelly come out and take a look at it. And like I say, you mentioned a lot of different components of the shower, and you're right by thinking through all those different components because any one of them could be a leak. I will forewarn you now that it will be very, very rare that we could go in and fix this situation by simply sealing the surface of the travertine. It's generally speaking, 99 times out of 100, more serious than that. So, Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Guessing our 10 things that are in a man cave. We got a TV. We got sports. We got Lazy Boy. A mini fridge. Now, does a pool table and darts, is that one or is that two different ones?
I would count that as, I have it counted as two here.
Okay, so that's six. Mm-hmm. A dog was not on there.
I'm going to insist in my library man cave that will be built sometime. There would have to be a nice, and I'm not talking big, but there would have to be a nice sound system. I would want to be able to listen to some nice music.
You know, that is an excellent answer, but it really wasn't on the list. But huh. In our
I think
world,
they
it would
probably
have to be,
tied it into the
I
TV.
I would prefer that yeah. than the TV.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I'm guessing fly tying is not on there. If they didn't have dog and shotgun, they're not going to have fly tying.
No, I think your man cave's ideas are all in the South. Louisiana.
The Elvis Gold CD hanging on the wall?
Just memorabilia,
A picture of the Duke or a cowboy scene
like
hanging on the
like
wall.
Like your office?
You
yeah,
like that?
Yeah,
I saw you looking at him when I left the other morning.
Love it. Well, how about a large couch?
I kind of tied that in with the Lazy Boy.
No, that's for you. This is for when your buds come over. You know, if it was a girl cave, you'd have a little table and two little chairs, and you'd sit and you'd look at each other and talk. No, in a man cave, everything's side by side, right? So you have to have things to do. You're throwing darts together, or you're sitting on a big couch together looking at a TV screen. But actually, I saw a list that said things not to bring into your man cave, and that was number one was feelings. We don't want to emote in here. This is a place just to be, all right?
So I'm still missing three here on that list. What
it's
else?
A feeling free zone.
Yeah.
Well, think about home improvement. And there was one of our favorite episodes where he redoes the bathroom. Okay, so if you have a bathroom in your man cave.
All I remember is he put a recliner on the commode.
Okay, I'm not kidding you. That's on there.
A commode, not the recliner.
No,
commode,
well, it's adaptations, the throne.
The throne.
Yes. So it's done to look like something
which could
different.
Be the sliding glass door out to like a gravel pit.
It could.